Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 21st, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Bill Ryan.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you bestow your divine wisdom on each and every member of this court, not this district court, every member that's a leader in this community. So we can do what's just and right for the total population of Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that we have away fighting wars and defending our country. Lord, we ask all these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for lease of hangar number 5 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to consider an approval and award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Eastern Aviation Fuels, as shown on Attachment A. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with QED Airport and Aviation Consultants to conduct independent fee estimates for runway 1230, reconstruction design and bidding services to be performed by Garver LLC for a lump sum fee of $7,570, which will be reimbursed as part of our next FAA Airport Improvement Project grant number 30. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for Cheek Community Sewer Project, Cheek Phase 3 with T. Johnson Industries, for a net decrease of $6,786.50 for items deleted from the original bid. And that is a project that's funded by the Texas Department of Agriculture's CDBG program. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for trash container services for Jefferson County with Waste Management for a fourth additional one-year renewal from July 23rd, 2014 to July 22nd, 2015. With the proposed price increases and decreases shown on Attachment B to be effective on July 24th of this year. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County with Attaboy Termite and Pest Control for a fourth additional one-year renewal from August 6, 2014 to August 5, 2015. And item G is to consider and approve, execute, and receive and file amendment number 2 to the contract for term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County. And that amendment is going to change the service times for the third floor district attorney's offices in the new courthouse from 5:30 to 11:30 p.m. to 3 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. No additional cost associated with that amendment. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Airport. Item A is consider and possibly approve interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 to house DD7 personnel and equipment at the airport during storm events. Do I have a motion on that item?
Aye.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for Road Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for equipment in the amount of $7,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for 252nd District Court for additional cost for postage in the amount of $2,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for community supervision for the purchase of 3 security cameras in the amount of $185. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for employee health for additional cost for liability insurance in the amount of $175. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for port author maintenance for additional costs for janitorial supplies in the amount of $1,000. Item F is to consider and approve a budget amendment for port author maintenance for the transfer of utility maintenance worker position from Road and Bridge Precinct 3 to Port Arthur Maintenance Department effective August 1st, 2014 in the amount of $6,500. plus $510 plus $985 plus $150. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 396038 through 396336. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I want to thank Fran and Patrick's office along with Kerry X and Item F. I thank y'all for your hard work and understanding.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and under county commissioners, we have three items. Item A is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file Jefferson County Emergency Service District annual audit for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2013, pursuant to Section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. And that's going to be Emergency Service District number 3, correct? Yes. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to execute Texas Community Development Block Grant Contract modifications request for contract number 713250 for first time public sewer access CHEEK. And item C via addendum is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an economic development incentive agreement pursuant to Section 381.04 of the Texas Local Government Code between Jefferson County and Gusher Falls LLC for the construction of a water park at Ford Park. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioners? Been moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve the final plat of lot 1 of Moss Estate, which is located off Wiggins Road in the Manuel Sherino Survey, A-10 Jefferson County. That's in precinct number 4 and meets engineering requirements. Item B is consider and possibly approve Porter Lake Estates lots 1 through 10 being 18.632 acres of land out of a part of lot 42 of the Theodore Koch subdivision. This property is located at the intersection of Kiker and Coons Road in precinct number 3 and meets engineering requirements. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.